Well, Chuck, a lot of people think that peace is simply an absence of conflict. So there's an effort to just remove any source of irritation, and think that's it. But I think we have to aim for the stars, or more accurately, we have to have this attitude that the real peace is the peace that Jesus has given to us as a gift. I mean, he's the one who said to us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." So having this attitude that we have been given a very precious gift will lead us to have this determination, I'm not letting go of that gift no matter what happens.
Well, and the reality is, let your hearts not be troubled. Our hearts are troubled today, aren't they?
Yes. They're troubled. I think it's a matter of realizing in a very real way the human condition always involves outward turbulence and roiled waters, so to speak. And yet, we have to have this sense, well, on the inside, we have the three persons of the Trinity dwelling within us. Yesterday was Trinity Sunday. And furthermore, you know, I just love this thought of Pope Emeritus Benedict when he was writing in the book Jesus of Nazareth. He pointed to the crucial role of being reconciled with God, which I think is one of the keys to being a person of peace. And then he says, only the person who is reconciled with God can also be reconciled and in harmony with himself, with herself. Only the person who is reconciled with God and with themselves can establish peace around them and throughout the world. So the effort has to be searching and pushing, doing whatever it takes to bring about this reconciliation, being on good terms with God, with ourselves, and then with those around us, being kind of an oasis of peace.
Monsignor Fred Dolan is our spiritual director, talking today about peace, and let's open up our phone line sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance. Toll-free phone number if you'd like to join us on the program today, 888-914-9149. You can email us as well, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But as we talk about peace, what is your experience of finding peace in your life, and especially in these times that we're facing today? When have you found real peace in the turmoil and chaos of your own journey of faith, and how did you do that? Again, toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. And so, Monsignor, when we talk about this gift from our Lord, the peace that he has given to us, how do we begin to cultivate that? How do we begin to find it? And not only find it, but I think really we're talking about a lifestyle in so many ways, aren't we?
Absolutely. It's a matter of creating and preserving this interior peace, the interior silence and the conviction that we are not only in God's presence, but we're in the presence of someone who loves us irrevocably and more profoundly than we can imagine, which means finding ways on a daily basis from the beginning of the day to remind ourselves, I am in the presence, not only in the presence of the three persons of the Trinity, but they dwell within me. And that means that in a very real way, each one of us can carry within us our own environment, which is fantastic.
Well, one of the things that I think about a lot, it's taken me some years to kind of get to this, and I don't live it out too well, but I've just come to the realization that peace in the world really begins with peace in my own little world first. We have got to be peaceful people, and your image of the world, the seas of the world are swirling around us, the tumultuous waves that are pounding us, but we have to have peace in our own hearts first before we can expect there to be any peace anywhere else.
That's right. Now, I was quite taken with a homily by Pope Francis on Pentecost of 2019, where he talks precisely about what you just said. He said, the peace bestowed on the apostles, the peace that does not bring freedom from problems, but in problems, is offered to each of us. And filled with his peace, our hearts are like a deep sea, which remains peaceful even when its surface is swept by waves. So that's the exact same image that you just used, and it's really true.
Monsignor Fred Dolan is our spiritual director. We're talking today about finding peace, and how do you do that in these tumultuous times?